This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. The mummified remains of 22 Egyptian pharaohs, including the most powerful ancient queen, will parade through the streets of Cairo Saturday night in a procession to a new resting place. The mummies are moving 7 kilometers across the capital from the iconic Egyptian Museum, where they have been undisturbed for over a century, to the new National Museum of Egyptian Civilization. Dubbed the Pharaoh's Golden Parade, the 18 kings and 4 queens are traveling in order, oldest first, each aboard a separate float decorated in ancient Egyptian style. With the planned parade coming only days after several disasters struck Egypt, there's been speculation on social media about a new curse provoked by the latest move. Recent days have seen a deadly rail collision and a building collapse in Cairo, while global headlines showed the struggle to refloat a giant container ship, which blocked the Suez Canal for almost a week. U.S. President Joe Biden revoked sanctions imposed by his predecessor Donald Trump on the top prosecutor of the International Criminal Court. As the new administration seeks a more cooperative approach, this helps resolve an intense disagreement with European allies. And in the U.S. state of Georgia, Augusta National is back at its best, ready to welcome the world's top golfers next week for the 85th Masters Tournament. Meantime, severe leg injuries in a February car crash mean famed golfer Tiger Woods won't be playing this year, and it's the 20th anniversary of his Tiger Slam victory at the Augusta National. For more on these and other stories making international news headlines, we invite you to visit our website. That's voanews.com. This is VOA News. Salvage teams are removing mangled train carriages after Taiwan's worst rail disaster in decades killed at least 51 people and plunged the island into mourning. Millions of Christians around the world are spending another Easter weekend under restrictions because of coronavirus surges. But there is good news from the United States, which crosses the milestone of 100 million vaccinations. Police officer Derek Chauvin's use of force against George Floyd was totally unnecessary, the longest-serving officer in the Minneapolis Police Department testifies. That's in the U.S. state of Minnesota. A new state-produced musical set in Xinjiang, inspired by Hollywood blockbuster La La Land, has hit China's cinemas, portraying a rural ideal of ethnic cohesion and without repression, mass surveillance, and even Islam, which is the majority religion of the Uyghur population. The founder of a website that has exposed Britain's rape culture through thousands of anonymous testimonies tells AFP she is surprised by the reaction to her campaign and that the next step is stamping out such behavior both in the UK and globally. 10 of Myanmar's major rebel groups throw their support behind the country's anti-coup movement, as one of them accuses the military of launching airstrikes that have displaced more than 12,000 civilians. The United States, Japan, and South Korea show a united front on concerns about North Korea's nuclear and missile programs, as President Joe Biden completes a review on the way forward. Candidates for public office in Hong Kong will have their entire history vetted, its top justice official says, after China announced a radical overhaul to ensure only, quote, patriots run the city. In Washington, a U.S. Capitol police officer is killed and a second injured after a vehicle rams through security and crashes into a barrier at the Washington complex, forcing it into lockdown less than 3 months after a mob assaulted the Congress. And in the United States, Major League Baseball moves its 2021 All-Star Game out of Atlanta, Georgia, after concerns that a new Georgia state law would negatively impact the ability of Black citizens to vote. Again, for more on these stories and others, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.